internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. It is the 14th of June, the year of our Lord, 2025. And it's warm out there.
That's global warming.
Really? I've lived here 8 years and I've seen 110 degrees. So 8 years ago, was that global warming or is it now global warming? Not quite sure. I can remember it 112 in LA, in the LA suburbs where I grew up. That was hot. Oh, it wasn't global warming in the like early 70s?
Okay.
Well, let's get it straight, all right? It was global cooling then. Now it's global warming? Okay, whatever. They're full of poo. We got a lot to talk about who's full of poo on the Stephen Roy Podcast. But first, we'll do the rumble. Trying to cue up some music. I hear something on the radio and then it's so good I want to play it and then it becomes a theme and then I just start queuing up music. That's great radio. That's great radio where it's unscripted and you just kind of wing it. I learned that. Well, that's the definition of the Stephen Roy Podcast and Rumble. Let's take the headphones off. Welcome to the Rumble as I readjust again. I am your host, Stephen Roy. This is the Rumble video, obviously, for the 14th? Yes, 14th of June, the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm used to saying 2025 like 4 months into the year. And then every month just seems to fly by. Don't be as scared. Let's do a bribe and creepy whisper.
Don't be as scared. It just goes faster as you get older.
Anyway, it's great to be with you. If you try to join me on the X at Stephen Roy Radio, you will notice a new development. The Stephen Roy Radio... Did I say Rumble? The Stephen Roy Radio X at Stephen Roy Radio is now in protected status. I'm just so tired of getting attacked. But what I assumed was China bots, but it may be leftist idiot bots. And you know, I just block every single one that makes some stupid comment, but I just got sick of it. So now the Stephen Roy X at Stephen Roy Radio is in protected status. Don't be as scared. You can still join me there. Just click on follow. And once I follow you back, you'll be able to see everything I post. Now, I'm not planning on this being permanent. I'm planning on removing it in a week, a month, a year. You know, in the not too distant future, we shall see. I'm sorry, leftist idiots, you have not won. I can still say whatever I want here on the Rumble. And thanks to Dishnut Pat and the Dishnuts, they broadcast the podcast on Radio Free Dishnuts, where you can listen at the Gamebird server. And that's a long URL. If you join me at Stephen Roy Radio on the X and you look legitimate, I will follow you back. And there are links there to the Rumble. And obviously, if you're watching the Rumble, you don't need that link. But there, if you're watching as you listen to the podcast, that's how you get the Rumble. Now, granted, the audio is not great if I'm talking to the side on the podcast, but you still can't hear me. You might have to increase the volume and then turn it back down again once the Rumble is finished and we podcast. Got lots of great music queued up, some fun music I think you will like. You know, it wasn't long ago that we lost John Prine. I should queue up, what is her name? See, what happens when you get old? I'm a stroke victim, okay? It damaged my short-term memory. Bonnie Raitt. One of her songs, of course, was written by John Prine. Might have to queue that up, too. We shall see. We never know how the show's going to go. I just wing it. And that's the best radio and television, by the way. You know, if it's too scripted, it's like a freaking robot on the Communist Fuse Network. Repeating leftist drivel. You don't want to hear that either. And you probably don't want to listen to me rant about politics all the time either. We do have to mention one thing, politically. Unless you've been living under a rock, you know that there have been riots, paid protesters. That's right, people being paid to protest. Well, they're mostly peaceful as we burn stuff, as we burn self-driving cars in Los Angeles. That's not peaceful. As we hurl rocks and bricks and cinder blocks and all kinds of stuff and bottles full of ice. That's right, they take water bottles and they freeze them. Then they throw it at your head. Yeah, that's not peaceful either. Sorry. Gunther asked this question, Gunther Eagleman, who does follow me on the X. Which is the worst governor? French Laundry Gabby or Tampon Timmy the Pedo? That's a difficult question. I said, well, both are libtarded. However, French Laundry Gabby has destroyed the most beautiful state of my wonderful childhood. Was once beautiful. Now it's an S-hole, thanks to French Laundry Gabby and the skank Remento leftists. I saw Willie Brown on Newsmax the other day. He was just spewing leftist drivel out of his A, trying to keep his family friendly. Well, at least Brown's Willie is really, really proud of Cackling Cammy. I mean, these are all loser leftists from Skankafornia who have accomplished absolutely nothing. Goose egg. Niet. Zero. Nada. Zip. Nothing. I'm telling you. The crazy train to nowhere. I used to work in a small town like northeast of Fresno called Shaver Lake. And I don't think anyone works there anymore for my company. However, I used to go up there quite often. I went up there like every other week for 6 weeks once. Nice little town. I really enjoyed working there. Well, a fire burned up the whole north side of town. And it completely burned down stuff. Well, and before that was the last time I was there. Why do I mention that? Well, I was traveling on a road east of Madera, and guess what I went underneath? A massive, crazy train bridge to nowhere. I mean, this thing was like 50 feet off the ground and like 300 feet long, and it was freaking huge. Huge, huge. And I think it was slightly banked, so it was going to be part of a turn. Connected to nothing. You know why the crazy train in Skankafornia has not been built? Because it's nothing more than a massive money laundering scheme. You know, the first contract was awarded to, I can't remember if it's a relative of Frankenstein. Remember her? You remember her, Senator Frankenstein? I don't remember if it was her family or the Newsom family or Scary Face Pelosi's family. I want to say it was a Frankenstein relative. The contract was given to him for $990 million. Guess why? Because they didn't want it to say $1 billion. Of course, they spent billions, and done nothing. It's nothing more than money laundering. It's a scam. Well, David, the first leg was going to be built from Madera to Merced. Madera to Merced. Farming communities full of day laborers, farmers, illegal aliens that are not going to pay a bunch of money to ride a train when they can just go up and down Interstate 15. That's Interstate 5. They can go up and down Interstate 5 or 99. 99 on that side of the valley. They are not going to pay to ride the crazy train. They're not going to. Stupid. So both Tampar and Timmy the pedo and French Laundry Gabby are libtarded, but Gabby did destroy the state of my childhood, which was once a beautiful state, now an asshole. However, they both have deliberately destroyed their states. Tampon Timmy the pedo in Minnesota Stan, and French Laundry Gabby in Skankafornia. Imagine that. Deliberately destroying your states. Imagine hiring protesters to deliberately destroy a city. And these leftist idiot children will get paid to do that. That's their thing. Let me tell you how great the state of Texas is. Can you see this? I just paid $1.99 for gas with my store card, of course, so I get points. But that's still pretty good. It's less than $2.50 a gallon here in West Texas, and it's going to go down even more. Speaking of Minnesota, Stan. Minnesota shooting suspect identified as Vance Bolter, who served on Governor Tampon Timmy's Workforce Development Board until 2023. He is the suspect wanting for shooting two Democratic senators. Now, they tried to portray it probably as, well, it's a crazy Republican that shot these two Democratic senators. What did they do wrong? They oppose the Democrat Party. Oh, this is what we call a false flag event to distract you from the other craziness. So they were just shot last night. Here's the 14th Saturday when they're going to be running these fake protests all over the country. Do you know how much these, nonprofit organizations have paid for this? We're talking millions. They paid millions for this quote-unquote protest. I clicked off of my X at Stephen Roy Radio. So let's scroll down because I know I have that information for you. Also important information. Iran has cut off their citizens from the internet because they don't want the world to know how they're oppressing, murdering their people, stoning women to death. They don't want nobody to know that. Even though they are being attacked like never before by Israel. And if you think we're not helping Israel with intelligence, I got a bridge to Forest Hill to sell you. If you don't know what that is, look up the Forest Hill Bridge. Send me a pallet of $100 million cash and you can have the Forest Hill Bridge. I almost said that with a straight face. Well, Elon Musk reveals he has activated Starlink in Iran to help the Iranian people access the internet as the regime cracks down on communications following the Israeli airstrikes. So those people that have Starlink in Iran can send and receive information to the outside world. This is my unsweet mint tea I got from a local tea place. We have tea stores, just tea drive-through stores, little stores, all over West Texas, and it's so good. I would prefer to have half sweet, half unsweet tea, and I like mint because I like the flavor of mint. They have all different flavors. I'm not even going to advertise for them because they don't sponsor the show. I'd rather have half sweet, half unsweet, but I'm on a diet, so I'm not going to do it. Nick posts this. Representative Melissa Hortman sounded absolutely terrified while speaking to the media after she voted no on health care for illegals. This is why she was assassinated. She was assassinated this morning, and this was posted 3 hours ago. She knew she'd end up as a target in one form or another. And I said, false flag event. My brother sent me this. It's really good. It said, if CNN existed in 1941, they would say the Japanese flyover was mostly peaceful. You see that? If the Communist Spews Network existed in 1941, they'd say, well, the Japanese flyover was mostly peaceful. Mostly peaceful. And the Communist Network would probably also say, that the United States, you know, they deserve that. They deserve to be attacked. Mm-hmm. Just like this idiot. Ironic. Now, I didn't even realize it when I posted it, but isn't this ironic? This idiot, Ilhan Omar, she said, something happened on September 11th. Yeah, something happened on September 11th. She's Ilhan Omar, the brother lover who married her own brother using immigration fraud, supports terrorism, hates Jews and Christians, hates the United States Constitution, supports socialism, supports killing babies. The brother lover must be removed from office. Yes, she must. Yes, she must. In the city of Ventura, Skankafornia, shocker! In the city of Ventura, they say there's no praying allowed. No praying allowed in the council chamber. So this woman came up, and she prayed. And the Joker King said, it is especially important to show your colors when they try to remove them from you. He said, I don't know why I'm yawning. I mean, it's hot today. I did all my yard work in the heat. I'm probably dehydrated. So this woman prayed, Jesus is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and I pray that all the high places here will be in the name of Christ. And Joker posted, every knee will bow. Yes. On I'll tell you what, on Judgment Day, only those that are saved, that's what it means to be saved. You're saved means you are no longer of this world. You will live eternally in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what that means. Look at this picture. This is what happens when you have the terminal wasting disease of TDS. Look at this. This is George Lopez, and he's 63 years old. Compare that to President Trump, who's 79 years old today. Happy birthday, President Trump. What a comparison. George Lopez looks like he's been rode hard and put away wet. And this is what General Mike Flynn said about what's happening today. I've been in the intelligence game long enough to know a psyop when I see one. The No Kings protest, they're not spontaneous. They're part of a broader strategy to undermine President Trump's administration. The NGOs involved, Indivisible, CHIRLA, Union del Barrio, and others, are part of a network of nearly 200 organizations, many of which have ties to the Democratic Party's activist wing. The FBI is even sniffing around, with Director Kash Patel probing the funding behind the recent anti-ICE riots in L.A. Why? Because when protests turn into looting and arson, it's not about free speech. It's about intent to destabilize. Enough is enough. Yep, you are correct. You are correct. And Wayne says this. Any chaos from this law enforcement is direct consequence. So they're talking about the ICE law enforcement, the ICE deportations of criminal illegal aliens. Any chaos from this law enforcement is direct consequence of the failed bribe invasion bloodbath of the bribe and slight houses, 20 million illegal immigrants that they know of, with no vetting, no accountability, no concern for public safety. The open border was a slap in the face to millions of legal immigrants who obeyed the law. Now, let's compare Nazism to today's Democrats. They're not JFK's Democrats anymore. JFK would be considered conservative compared to today's Democrats. So let's compare. Nazis, socialism. Democrats, socialism. Nazis did complete gun control. And like, look at Austria. The people in Austria voted that they wouldn't have guns no more. Then when the Nazis went into Austria, not one shot was fired because they could not defend themselves. Democrats, of course, are for gun control. The Nazis control the media. The Democrats mostly control the media. Nazi censorship. The Democrats tried to censor. Didn't they try to censor?
They had the Department of Misinformation.
They tried. Remember Mary Poppins? Didn't work. Oh, the, you know, places like, what's his name? I can't believe I don't remember his name. The dorky doofus alien that runs the Meta Bookface. He's an alien. Zucky the Alien, that's his name. They censored people. I was censored before the 2012 fraud election. I was censored before the 2020 fraud election. The Nazis were for abortion. They were not just for abortion. They copied American eugenics. That's right. The final solution to kill all the Jews was copied after American eugenics. To kill anyone who's not, you know, genetically superior, right, is the truth. And today, it was and is happening in our schools, and it's called communist race theory. If you ever hear communist race theory, they are indoctrinating our children that whites are evil, that everything about the founding of this nation is evil. That's communist race theory. It's no different than Hitler Youth. Instead of teaching our children that Jews are evil, they're teaching our children that whites are evil. Yes, they are. They're also teaching children that Jews and Christians are evil. You think I'm kidding? It's absolutely true. And it happens on university campuses today. And God bless President Trump and all those in the administration that are stopping this criminal action. Margaret Sanger's Planned Parenthood. You think PP is for helping women have children? No, it is not. Their primary function is abortion. That's the reason why PP clinics are in the ghetto. They're going to go places where they can kill the most children. Why do you think they built a clinic a stone's throw from Texas Tech University? So young college students could go there to kill their babies. It's called infanticide. Well, guess what? When passed, my city became the largest city to have the sanctuary city for the unborn. And that passed. I voted for it. Why? Because abortion is not a valid form of birth control. If you're an idiot and you get pregnant because you did not use birth control, that's not my fault. Do you know what 90% of abortions occur with? The morning after pill. If you're waiting 6 months to go to Dr. Hanger, Dr. Vacuum, you're an idiot.
I didn't even know I was pregnant. I didn't even know.
Yeah, BS. You're full of S. BS.
I thought it was just a hernia or a tumor that was growing in my belly.
Wow. Nazis want you to worship the government. Democrats want you to worship the government. Nazis encourage violence. Democrats are today encouraging violence. History is repeating itself. No, the Nazis were not extreme right-wingers. They were leftists. It's a very simple equation. It's very simple. Left wants more control of government. So if you want more control of government and less freedom, you're on the left. You're a leftist. If you want more freedom and less government control of your life, that's to the right. That's to the right. That's it. You can't be a moderate. On some things, I'm a leftist, and on some things, I'm a righty. No. Sorry, it doesn't work like that. You think you can just stand on the fence? You're going to have to make a choice. General Flynn, Congress members, even FBI Director Cash Patel, and FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino have no idea just how fed up the people are, and that's the truth. We better start seeing massive arrests soon. Because if we need to do the distribution of justice, it's not going to be pretty. Floyd posted this, and I agree. Between the judicial coup and Democrat domestic terrorists robbing us blind, forcing us to fund our own demise. We are done with this BS. Yes, General, we are also done with their psyops. You are correct, sir. He was responding to that General Flynn post. Christian Stevens, a member of the United States Air Force, says he doesn't feel proud serving under the Trump administration. Then he calls the United States stolen land where immigrants are being deported. I've got two comments for that there, Mr. Stevens. First of all, you're a traitor. You need to be brought up under violations of the UCMJ, under court-martial, that's right, a courts-martial, and you need to spend some quality time in Fort Leavenworth. That's a prison. That's where you need to go. Let me give you a history lesson for those of you that think that Skankafornia and Texas is on stolen land. I want you to look up this thing called the Spanish-American War, when we fought over territories in the Caribbean and in Central America. California was not settled by Mexico. It was settled by Spain. Okay? The Spanish, you ever heard of a Spanish style? You ever heard of that? Texas Tech has a Spanish Renaissance style with curved arches and towers, bell towers. That's Spanish Renaissance. So if you tour up and down California, as I have, I grew up in the suburbs of LA in the San Gabriel Valley, and in the city of San Gabriel, where my mother grew up, where my grandparents lived, there is a mission. The missions, the churches of the missions up and down California were built by Spain, by Spanish priests. They were not built by Mexico, okay? So Spain settled that area probably after they conquered Mexico. They went up through Baja California into California. We fought a little war against Spain called the Spanish-American War. And I suggest you leftist idiots go to the Alamo. Go to the Alamo. I will always remember the Alamo. Dee and I went there Memorial Day weekend last year. We spent Memorial Day weekend, a long weekend, in San Antonio. We had a really cool boutique-style hotel on the Riverwalk. Not where everything was happening. It was a little off, but it was just a short walk to the Riverwalk. We had a wonderful time in San Antonio. We went to the Tower of the Americas, which I highly recommend you go to, and eat there. The best thing is the lobster. It's lobster dip. It's kind of like a spinach artichoke dip, but it has hunks of lobster in it. I recommend that highly. Oh, man, it was good. And I had prime rib, and it was good. You have to make a reservation. You just can't go up there and eat. I mean, they book like months in advance. So I highly recommend the San Antonio Riverwalk, and the most important thing you have to do is go to the Alamo. And you will see where a handful of Texans fought to the death against Santa Anna's army. And guess what? We ultimately destroyed the Mexican army in Texas. And they're not here anymore. We became a lone republic. That's right, like our own country. The Great Republic of Texas. Before we joined the United States of America. That's why we are the Lone Star State. Because we once were our own independent territory. Yes, we were. So a little edumacation for you there. As we're almost 27 minutes into the show. Now, this was some interesting stuff. Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard about the Iran-Israeli war. Yes. The next step is going to be an Israeli-Iran war. It will be an internal Iran war. Israel took out enough generals. Masterfully? Is that a word? The Iranian people have the spark they need to take down the Iranian regime, which we hope they will get that opportunity. Take out enough Iranian generals to start a civil war. Israel has actually been taking out Iranian generals very successfully, right? I think the next step isn't actually going to be an Israeli-Iran war. I think it's going to be an internal war where Israel took out enough generals. Yes, they did. Okay, that's kind of reiterating what I just read. And here I announce when I switch my account, if you just join me, I switch my account to protected status to stop the China bots. So it's either China or it's leftist bots. I don't know. Hopefully that will be temporary. But if you want to join me at the X, you can at Stephen Roy Radio. It'll set these posts to protected. And then if you have what looks like a normal profile, I will follow you back. Occasionally, X will limit me so I can't follow anybody back because there's so many people to follow. This is a great comment. The UK taxpayer has been funding gay porn studies and music therapy for pregnant Africans. And you know what that is? That's just another money laundering scheme. They're money laundering in the UK to make it UKistan, just like USAID. It's no different. Bye-bye, UKistan. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Allowing these leftist idiots to destroy your country. Because that's what it is. They're literally trying to destroy your country. And I clicked on the wrong thing again. As we have less than a minute to go, so hopefully I can scroll down here. Or that's going to be it for this week's show, which... I see all kinds of great posts on the X. It's incredible. Listen to this Hispanic man speaking to Hispanics who are rioting. You may be from Mexico, but if you live in this nation, your sovereignty, your support, your allegiance is to this country. How dare you wave the flag that has done nothing for you? How dare you raise a flag for a country you are not willing to live in? How dare you burn the flag of a country you want to accept you? You want this nation to accept you, but you burn the flag? How dare you assault the officers that the entire employment of law enforcement is to protect you? How dare you assault them? How dare you put everyone in harm's way because of your ignorance, because you're getting paid to protest? So, anyway, I clicked on the wrong thing again, and we're out of time. So thank you so much for watching this week's Stephen Roy Rumble. I hope you enjoyed it. Join me on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. Follow me, and I probably will follow you back, unless you have a fake profile, then probably not. Hey, you have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to. That's it for that. We take down that. We turn off this light. Turn off the ring light. We're going to have to turn off all the other lights. I bet you my iPad is still charged. Yep, 94%. From that, I will upload the Rumble, and we will play some good music for ya. I heard some music on the radio, and I liked it so much. I'm going to try to play one from the interweb if it cooperates. That's the word I'm looking for. So let's start with John Party's Tequila Little Time on the Stephen Roy Podcast. If XP stops sucking and it plays, we'll be right back.
XB sucks.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man.
Oh my God, RFD!
I got it!
She said I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes your clothes fall off. I told her put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Her closet's missing half the things she bought. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, lose an earring in her drink, leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She can handle any champagne brunch, a bridal shower with Bacardi punch, Jell-O shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing earring in her drink, leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, and how have I done? Friends will joke about the stuff she lost. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off.
This sucks!
I got it, don't be scared. That was Joe Nichols. That tequila mixer, clothes fall off.
Same old dive, same old end of the work week dream. Bartender knows my name, but I don't mind. She kicks them up strong, serves me up right.
Taking you off my mind. Put your doubts to bed tonight. Lay down and let me tell you, you're the kind of once in a life. That lock it down don't come around twice. I guess what I'm saying, this heart of mine ain't playing. If you were this guitar, I'd turn it to 11. If you were an angel, I'd pray to go to heaven. If they wouldn't let me in, I'd break the gates down. I'd break them all down. Damn drunk. Oh, hey, go on and roll those pretty blue eyes. Laugh and say, boy, you lie. Girl, I wouldn't dare to make you love me more. I can take that.
This is RFD.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil. Drumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell of shrimp they're beginning to boil. Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost sugar salt. nothing to show but this brand new tattoo. But it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost shaker of salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame. Now I think, hell, it could be my fault. Stepped on a pop top, cut my heel, had to cruise on back home. But there's booze in the blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on.
Red tape. smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady. And she said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment. And I said, I never knew that you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain and the feel of the ocean and the taste of champagne.
Holmes on the Stephen Roy podcast. This next one's for Dee. I was singing it to her just yesterday.
R-A-A-A, bite me.
Denied. Go!
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
What are you waiting for, a graved invitation?
I ledge of a plegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos. Nachos for all. Quack, quack.
Will the landslide brought me down?
Le who?
the her.
Don't make me smack you.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
I am your in-house cable guy, the Stephen Roy, and this is the Stephen Roy Podcast for the 14th of June, year of our Lord, 2025. And you know what this is? It's the rant-free second hour. That's right. Less Stephen, more fun stuff and music. I'm going to play this one first from John Prine and Iris DeMint. You've heard it before if you've listened to this internet radio station. In spite of ourselves, fun song. As we commemorate the loss of John Prine. May God rest his soul. Thanks for listening.
She don't like her eggs all runny. She thinks crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. I'm never gonna let her go.
He ain't got laid in a month of Sundays. Caught him once and he was sniffing my undies. He ain't too sharp, but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen. But he's my baby and I'm his honey. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. She thinks all my jokes are corny. Convict movies make her horny. She likes ketchup on her scrambled eggs. Swears like a sailor when she shaves her legs. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I'm never gonna let her go.
He's got more balls than a big brass monkey. He's a whacked out weirdo and a love bug junkie. Sly as a fox, crazy as a loon. Payday comes and he's a-howling at the moon. But he's my baby, I don't mean maybe. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up a-sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves, we'll end up a-sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves.
God, RFD.
Hand me down my
sound his cat put down. When I saw this short fat guy stretch a man between his toes, hey, I laughed so hard cause the man got down when it finally reached his nose. So much rhythm, grace, and debonair for one man, no. And then he had the nerve to twinkle his left toe, but through his knee, got the feeling in his head, y'all.
Let me hear you say do that again. Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
That's the sound of sunshine going down. That's the sound of sunshine going down.
Stop the music! Wrong one. This is the one.
1, 2, 3. but shoot it in the right direction.
This is RFD.
That's going to do it for me today on this show.
I got a feeling deep within my soul.
Thank you for listening.
And right now I really need to let you know.
Have a great week.
That each time I've fallen down inside that hole.
Yes, now you have to.
You came and showed me there's a way to go. So we can love deeper, fly higher, see clearer, burn brighter, feel more than we ever did before. Yeah, we can swim oceans, climb mountains, dance like nobody's watching, live life like we never did before. And through the highs and lows, baby, I got you, yeah. Sell the house and give away the money, yo. At first glance, it might sound funny, but give me a chance, cause we could do anything. I wanna take you on a motorcycle ride through the sugar cane in the countryside. We could take a bullet train to the other side, you and me side by side. So we can love deeper, fly higher, see clearer, burn brighter, feel more than we ever did before. Yeah, we can swim oceans, climb mountains, dance like no. Is watching, live life like we never did before. And through the highs and lows, baby, I got you, yeah. And you got me, yeah. Baby, I got you, yeah. And you got me, yeah. Baby, I got you, yeah. And you got me, yeah. Baby, I got you, yeah. And you got me, yeah. Floor, shake me down until the sun comes back around.
And even when I'm gone, I'll turn our love into a song, and I will sing it on back to you as I come home. So we can love deeper, fly higher, see clearer, burn brighter, feel more than we ever did before. Yeah, we can swim oceans, climb mountains, dance like nobody's watching, live life like we never did before. And through the highs and lows, baby, I got you, yeah, and you got me, yeah, baby.
Into the night, into the light, stepping out. phones straight into my heart, 'cause I want you to know what I'm talking about. I've been your solo lover now for quite a while. You've been my heaven sent angel, and you make me smile. I know I'm complicated like a spray painted maze, but I hope we can learn to weather all these days. I'm singing, please don't go breaking my heart. I only have one.
Love is so beautiful when everything is fine, but when it is like hers and mine, it lives and dies at least 10,000 times. Tell me something bad about Tulsa. How those old oil wells smell in the wind. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, so I won't have to go back. Believe I belong there again. Eyes as blue as Tulsa skies, I kept getting lost in when I met her. Like Oklahoma sand, I could run my hands through forever. But all good things must end, all rivers have to bend. I keep running out, but she keeps pulling me back in. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, how those old oil wells smell in the wind. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, I won't have to go back, even I belong there again. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, so I won't have to go back, even I belong there again.
Stop me, yeah. You're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us one. them girls. To Amarillo, I can't seem to get my fill of that little West Texas town. I've got a sweet thing built right, Betty, head to toe, she's mighty pretty, living in that West Texas town. Friday comes, it's time to roll, time for me to hit the road. I've got my eyes on the horizon, my little dish in that panhandle lights up like a Roman candle. When I reach that West Texas town, I'll sing it, Dave. From Big Spring all the way to Plainview, I can't wait to get to, you know, in that West Texas town. I drive through hell and half of Texas just to get to her by breakfast waiting in that West Texas town. Friday comes, it's time to roll, time for me to hit the road. I got my eyes on the horizon, my little dish in that panhandle lights up like a Roman candle when I reach that West Texas town.
Baby, turn the porch light on.
Your big papa's coming home to that West Texas town.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Dreamer on a second place team, but I was hell on wheels with a full head of steam when coach put me in, and I'm still proud of that hit. I was the last resort to go to prom with the queen, thanks to an ex-boyfriend who broke her heart that week. No, I didn't get lucky, but I still felt like a king. And that might not mean much to you, but it does to me. So say I'm in the middle of the road, not much to show, underachieving average Joe. But I'm a hell of a lover, a damn good brother, and I wear this heart on my sleeve. And that might not mean much to you, but it does to me. I was the one phone call when my brother went to jail. Bought my guitar just to pay his bail. No, I'll never get it back, but I'm okay with that. I was the first man standing next to my best friend. The love of his life said I'd do to him. I was a couple beers deep, but I still remember that speech. And that might not mean much to you, but it does to me. So say I'm in the middle of the road, not much to show, underachieving average Joe. But I'm a hell of a lover, a damn good brother, and I wear this heart on my sleeve. And that might not mean much to you, but it does.
That my granddaddy gave me, my mama's first Bible, daddy's Don Williams Bible. That first fish catching zip code 33. Well, that might not mean much to you, but it does to me.
So say I'm in the middle of the road, not much to show, underachieving average Joe. But I'm a damn good.
might not mean much to you, but it does to me.
It does to me.
And it might not mean much to you, but it does to me.
Felt the rush of the Rio Grande into Yellowstone, and I've seen firsthand Niagara Falls and the lights of Vegas. I crisscrossed down to Key Biscayne and Chi-Town via Bangor, Maine. Think I've seen it all, and all I can say is, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls, and you can't tell them nothing. And I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven. How about them cowgirls? She's riding coast in Steamboat Springs, baling hay outside Abilene. She's trying hard to fit in some city, but her home is near that big blue sky and the northern plains and those other wide open spaces. Nowadays there ain't as many, but how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud. Her to be herself, and she'll never change. Don't know how to hide her stubborn will or her fighting side, but you treat her right and she'll love you like no one else. Yeah, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls, but you can't beat the loving. And I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big, whole, round world. But how about them cowgirls? How about them, boys?
Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing.
the last first name that's ever been worth asking. Yeah, you could be the last phone number I write down on a napkin. Yeah, you could be the last girl that I take back home to mama. The last time that we're talked about in this small town drama. It's gonna be the last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. It could be your last night lonely. Yeah. Someone else. Yeah, we could be some history.